This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The court ordered forced medication of the man charged in the 2015 shooting at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood has been put on hold. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the ruling comes as lawyers for Robert Deere appeal the medication order to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Deere has been deemed mentally unfit to participate in his defense due to a delusional disorder diagnosis. Former Colorado U.S. Attorney John Southers says Deere being able to understand the charges against him is a critical issue.
You're never going to get to a trial on the merits if he's not restored to competency, so the issue is very much related to the merits of the case.
Southers thinks it's unlikely the U.S. Supreme Court will accept the appeal. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More viruses are being tracked in wastewater. Now the state health department has updated its dashboard. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Those enhancements will provide Coloradans with more detailed and timely information about the prevalence of respiratory viruses in their communities. Allison Wheeler is the wastewater surveillance unit manager.
It is a very non-invasive, cost-effective way to monitor the health of a community.
A more sensitive testing method can detect influenza A viruses like H1 and H3, and also H5, the bird flu, which is currently spreading in dairy cattle and birds and has caused rare human infections. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Teller County officials are praising the response to Thursday's accident at the Molly Kathleen tourist mine near Cripple Creek. County Commissioner Dan Williams.
Between fires, snowstorms that are 5 feet high, and this, you do get to see the best of humanity. But Democratic governor, we live in Congressional District 7, Brittany Petterson, you know, a Democratic White House. I mean, none of that matters. And I'll tell you what, we didn't know the political affiliation of the people in that shaft. None of that mattered. You know, what we cared about is, are they fed? Are they watered? Are they warm? And I think there's a lesson here. It's what community looks like, taking care of each other.
23 people were stuck inside the mine when the elevator malfunctioned. One person died, four were injured. This is CPR News.